This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, friends, to episode 35 of the Mondo Bizarro Show. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your massage therapist of the bizarre. All facts and reports are 100% genuine and true. Now, if you'll roll over onto your stomach, I'll see if I can rub out all that stress created from this week's Mondo Bizarro.
Real Bizarro News.
Scottish scientists believe they have discovered a bizarre new species, a wildcat with the head of a rabbit. The mystery black mammal has a small head, a large snout, long canine teeth, and long ears which bear a resemblance to a rabbit or a hare. Researchers have been given two carcasses and are calling on gamekeepers to capture a live rabbit-headed cat to prove its identity. Di Francis, who discovered another species of Scottish cats a decade ago, said the carcasses were very unique. It reminded me of one of those rabbits from the poster for the film Watership Down. It had a sloped forehead, a very bulbous nose, and large, huge ears, she said. The canine teeth are very long and were almost like one of the saber tooths of prehistoric times. The eardrums were very large, suggesting excellent hearing. It would appear to be the perfect instinctive hunter, a sort of a feline shark. A mother of three has come up with a sex aid she claims can give women back-to-back orgasms in seconds without even touching the skin. Joanne Drysdale, age 49, a former toolmaker, was cleaning her carpets when she saw that the vacuum cleaner could be adapted for a more pleasurable use. The resulting adult toy called Vortex Vibrations now sells for $110, which has considerably stimulated her bank balance. She saw how a piece of rubber that had gotten caught in the nozzle was resonating with the airflow. She also felt a soft stimulation to her fingertips as she tried to remove the rubber. At the time, Ms. Drysdale, from Utah, had not had any sex for 15 years following her divorce. She said, "In my attempts to alleviate frustration, I began to think about what I could do. I noticed how the rubber moved in the top of the vacuum. After several hours, I came up with the prototype. The first time I tried it, I reached an orgasm within 10 seconds. That was when I knew I was onto something big that could potentially bring pleasure to all women everywhere." A German mother of five drove her son to a jewelry store he wanted to rob because she was afraid he may come into some harm, German sources have reported. While her 17-year-old son and his two accomplices stabbed and robbed a jeweler in the eastern city of Dresden, the mother waited outside in the car. "I knew he wanted to rob the shop, and I was very worried about him," said the 36-year-old mother. A court has sentenced the woman to 3 years and 10 months in prison, a spokesman for the court has said. A Spanish bank repossessed a house and put it up for auction, complete with a mummified body of the former owner who had missed her mortgage payments, newspaper El País reported. The corpse, preserved by salty air in the seaside town of Rosas after apparent death by natural causes, was discovered by Jorge Hiro, who entered the house for the first time on Saturday after buying it at the auction. The dead woman, described by neighbors as having been in poor health and often absent visiting relatives in Madrid, had stopped paying her mortgage about 6 years ago. The unnamed bank, which eventually repossessed the home, never bothered to look inside before selling it, nor did the buyer inspect it before purchasing it. A German zoo has hired a clown to stop its monkeys from getting bored. Zoo bosses got local entertainer Christina Peter, age 45, to act the fool after vets said the chimps, baboons, gorillas, and orangutans in the zoo cages were more often sick or aggressive when they grew bored. The clown Christina said she keeps the animals amused by making games and puzzles for them, using footballs, plastic bags, cardboard boxes, or blocks of wood, among other things. She also said, "When I was young, I would go to the zoo and see animals, and a lot of them looked pretty bored, and that made me feel very sad. Doing this makes me feel good because I am making their lives as comfortable as possible. And they do seem to be enjoying it. They go wild when they see me coming because they know they're going to be having some fun. Animal psychologist Jennifer Ringlib said, in nature, animals spend their whole day looking for food. In zoos, they have nothing else to do, and so they get bored. In extreme cases, they will get sick or aggressive. Animals that have something to do are happier and much more balanced.
Bizarro Holidays.
Your monthly observances conclude in May with National Salsa Month, National Scholarship Month, National Shoes for Orphans Month, National Sight Saving Month, National Smile Month, National Stroke Awareness Month. Your weekly observances for May conclude with, through the 25th, it's National Safe Boating Week and National Dog Bite Prevention Week. Through the 26th, it's World Trade Week, National New Friends and Old Friends Week, National Medical Transcription Week, and National Effectiveness Week. Through the 27th, it's National Etiquette Week. Through the 28th, it's National Backyard Games Week. Through the 29th, it's Cover the Uninsured Week. Through the 31st, it's Week of Solidarity with the People of Non-Self-Governing Territories. And wrapping up the month of May, your daily calendar of events are, on the 23rd, it's Declaration of the Bab Day, National Taffy Day, and World Turtle Day. On the 24th, it's Brothers Day, Tiara Day, and Victoria Day. On the 25th, it's National Missing Children's Day, National Tap Dance Day, and Old Time Player Piano Day. On the 26th, it's International Jazz Day and Julia Pierpont Day. On the 27th, it's Pentecost and the Indianapolis 500 and Whit Sunday. On the 28th, it's Slugs Return to Capistrano Day, Memorial Day, and Prayer for Peace Memorial Day. On the 29th, it's International Day of UN Peacekeepers. On the 30th, it's National Senior Health and Fitness Day and Loomis Day. And on the last day, the 31st, it's What You Think Upon Grows Day and World No Tobacco Day.
Bizarro Facts.
If you hear long words, then you probably suffer from a condition known as hippopotamostrosis quipped aleophobia. We all know that camels are well known to go without water for a very long time. What you probably don't know is that a giraffe can go much longer without water. It was once against the law to slam your car door in the cities of Switzerland. The term speak of the devil is short for speak of the devil and he shall come. It was believed that if you spoke about the devil, it would attract his attention. That's why when you're talking about someone and they show up, people say, speak of the devil. Did you know that dolphins sleep with one eye open? The toughest tongue twister in English is thought to be the six sick sheeks, six sheeps sick. Americans choke on toothpicks more often than any other object. Did you know that over $203 million is spent every year on barbed wire? More people use blue toothbrushes than red ones. Just by recycling one glass jar, you could save enough energy to watch TV for over 3 hours. The word taxi is spelled exactly the same in English, French, German, Swedish, Portuguese, and Dutch. There is a South African antelope called the blasbok that is almost the same color as grape juice. Did you know lightning strikes about 6,000 times every minute on this planet Earth? And that's going to wrap up episode 35 of the Mondo Bizarro Show. We certainly hope you enjoyed yourself and we'll come back next week for our next podcast. In the meantime, remember to keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground. That's all, folks.